Welcome to Shiar Jashub, coming from Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will listen to the conclusion of a sermon from my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo, that is part of his study series on the Book of Romans. Last time, Pastor looked at chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things.
But we know, verse 2 of chapter 2 in Romans, but we know that the judgment of God is according to fickleness and sovereign decree that can change moment by moment. No, it doesn't say that, does it? But we know that the judgment of God is according to favoritism and partiality. No, it doesn't say that either, does it? What does it say? But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth, based on truth, against those who practice such things. It's according to truth. God is a fair, just God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he judges, his judgment, which is just, is according, based on truth. And it is against those who practice such things. What things? Well, look up above. Look at that list in chapter 1, at the end of chapter 1, and you can see the things. All the unrighteousness of mankind committed, doesn't make a difference if it's committed by Jew or Gentile. Notice in this section, this is going to be important as we continue the study next week, that the emphasis is on reality. The reality, what you practice, God judges. You know, you judge another, you condemn, you sentence yourself. Literally, if you go back to verse 1, that word there, condemn, means to sentence. It's katakrino. It means to sentence, to judge, and to have a sentence against, an adverse judgment. You condemn yourself. When you judge wrongly, when you make a judgment that you're great and everyone else is wrong, you're condemning yourself. You're sentencing yourself because you practice, he says, the same things. It's the reality of the situation. Here in verse 2, God's judgment, God's decision is clear. It's against those who practice such things. Mankind is not to practice being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. That's not the calling of mankind. That's not what God wants for us. And he is against those who practice such things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. Verse 3 of chapter 2. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Good question, right? Do you think that somehow you are immune because of something you have special to God's righteous judgment based upon truth? You know, you think about the Baptist's words in Matthew chapter 3, in verse 7. John the Baptist, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. You know it's wrong. You are quick to apply your measure to others, and most likely from the context, not to help them. And then you do the same, or you have that same attitude. God's judgment is according to the truth. Do you think that you will escape, Paul is saying, the judgment of God? It's all too easy in religion to get caught up and to forget the foundation. You know, they had the sacrifices, right? Didn't they have those Pharisees and the Sadducees? Didn't they, when they had that little animal sacrifice and they laid their hands on it, they should have known from Cain and Abel all the way through Moses and Leviticus and the prophets, I'm a sinner. I deserve the death this little animal is getting in my place. But rather than understanding the fullness of it, that we need God's help, we need his salvation, we don't deserve it. There's a problem with us. They became prideful. Those rituals were rituals to them to show how good they were. There are many people this morning going up to receive communion, and they're not saying, Jesus Christ died for me. I'm a sinner. His body had to be given and crucified. His holy blood had to be shed. Otherwise, I couldn't go to heaven. I couldn't be reconciled. They take it and they feel, look how good I am. Look how wonderful I am. I'm such a good person. And they don't know the very foundation of their faith. It's all too easy in religion to get caught up in the religion and forget the main thing, I need salvation. I need God. I need Jesus Christ. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God. And the key, verses 4 and 5, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. When God holds back his judgment, why is he doing it? He says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness? And then he goes on to say, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance, a change of mind, a change of attitude. The goodness of God, his kindness, the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, his tolerance, his long-suffering, his patience, his holding back of his judgment is to lead all of us to repentance, to an about face, to go from the wrong direction, those who trust in themselves, to the right direction, those who trust in God. He doesn't hold back his wrath so that we have a complacent, prideful self-satisfaction of who we are or who our people are, who our race is. We're going to see that idea of all men needing repentance, everyone needs to repent, is tied profoundly, completely with acceptance of Jesus Christ for salvation. Because when you turn from the wrong, repentance, turn around, and you turn to the right, who are you turning to? Who is the only right, the only good, the only true? Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 24, verse 46, then he, Jesus, said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission, that's forgiveness, of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, first to the Jew. Repentance and forgiveness, they're tied together. If you accept Jesus Christ, but you don't repent, you have not accepted Jesus Christ. And if you repent, but you don't know who you're turning to, you don't have the means of your repentance, The right way is in Jesus Christ. And all need, Jew, first in Jerusalem, and then to the uttermost parts of the world. Forbearance and goodness. And you know, some start off knowing, understanding they don't deserve. They don't deserve salvation. And they lean on God's salvation. And then, as they develop in Christianity, as time passes, they fall back into pride. They fall back into self-satisfaction. And maybe now, just like the Jews of Paul's days, we have Abraham as our father. They may even use Christ's name as a badge of honor to show how wonderful they are. Paul says of such attitudes, he says, but in accordance with your hardness, the word there means hardness, and figuratively comes to mean stubbornness. Again, it's a willful rejection of truth, the truth that you need to repent. Because of your hardness and your impenitent, unrepentant, is the negative of that word for repentance, your impenitent heart, you're treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. The reality of the judgment, the reality of God judging based on truth. He makes what? A righteous judgment in verse 5. Verse 6, who will render to each one, what does he say? According to his deeds. Now, this is going to be an interesting section we read here. Because remember, one of the great controversies of Romans is about grace. And we're going to see the beauty of God's grace and his mercy and forgiveness. And everyone needs it, Jew and Gentile. But it's not this hyper grace. Well, you know, I'm saved. I ran up to the altar. I made a confession of Christ. And now don't tell me anything else. Paul is making it very clear from the onset. You can't play a game with God. He says, but in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent, your unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God who will render to each one according to his deeds. And Lord willing, next time we'll look further in chapter 2 about this righteous judgment. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for this wonderful letter from the Apostle Paul that covers so many areas and that gives us such a solid foundation in you, Lord, in your word, in your gospel of Christ. The great teachings. And Father, we pray that you would help us as we continue the study to understand, Lord, that we can know for our own lives and we can help others. And Father, help us as we read any part of your Bible to take it and to see it the way your Holy Spirit meant it, and to first and foremost apply it to ourselves, and to not trust in ourselves, but to always and every day count on you. Give us victory, Father, over sin. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
On our website at shiarjashub.org, you will find a library of radio and video Bible teachings, including links to the 10:30 a.m. live stream of our Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. That site again is shiarjashub.org.